Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman, Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker, who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket, day two of game week. College football is technically back on Saturday, but it only counts when Nebraska plays. So the college football season officially starts this week. And that's how my world works. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to shock you. Jake, it's a loaded show. Did you know that?
Oh, I figured, yeah.
Did you know it's always a loaded show?
That's right.
It's not even I know it's kind of a running joke, but it's like, seriously, always a loaded show. So, reacting to Dana Holgerson's press conference, giving an update on what John Butler's defense is going to look like. Black shirts were handed out yesterday. Not 11, not 12. Let's give a reaction to the number and who got them, and our thoughts on this in general. Speaking of a legendary black shirt, all-time great, an All-American, national champion, a man who at one point in time was the all-time leading tackler for the University of Nebraska, Mr. Jerry Murtaugh, is going to join us at 11:30. So I'm excited about that. He used to have a show. Was it on this station or another station? I'll have to ask him when he comes on. I can't remember which station it was on. He had it for years. I think at least a decade. I came on it a couple of times. I remember one time, it was like 6-7 years ago, probably like 10-11 years ago, honestly. It happened to be, he would always bring two guys on, and it was me and Zach Taylor. I never knew who the other guest was going to be. One time it was Stuart Bradley. That particular day it was Zach. Now he was, I think, an assistant with A&M or maybe the Dolphins at that point. I don't remember. So obviously that was a bit of a while ago. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Adam Carriker Show. What you're going to hear, Husker sports, college football, and sports in general. What you're going to get, unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. Hour one of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology. All right, bringing you the latest in quality technology and also communication services since 1901. Learn more about their residential and business communications at HamiltonTel.com. Again, that's HamiltonTel.com. Jake, 10 black shirts were handed out yesterday. Let's chat about the number first. We dissect everything. We're talking about a uniform that we haven't even seen that we're going to wear against USC in November. Okay, we've debated that. Not a lot, honestly. I think that was more for fun than anything else. But black shirts is something that means a lot to me. This genuinely, like, we talk about alternate uniforms. I expressed my opinion, and I also said it's not that big of a deal. And then I said, let's get on board if this is what the university is asking of us. Because that ultimately is the priority. What's best for the team, the program, the university, this great state? So even though I'm not a particular fan of alternate uniforms, it's clear that the players want them. They asked us to support it, so I'm going to support it. It never hurts when you make it a blackout at night game and the uniforms are all black. So that's never going to hurt your cause when you're chatting with me. But when it comes to black shirts, Like when I think of the things that I'm the most, my most prized possessions in the corner of the corner room in the basement where we put some of my most esteemed accolades of up, all two of them, black shirts, lifter of the year, other things. Like those are right at there at the top of the list. So let's overanalyze how many black shirts we're giving out, Jake. Okay, 10. What are your thoughts on 10?
I think 10 is a good number. I think it's a little bit of a mix between what we've talked about before, whether, you know, you kind of go throughout the season and earn them or you just, you know, hand them out from the beginning. A little bit of a combination, right? So I like it. The guys that have earned it, that they feel like maybe have earned it last year, or some new guys, Marquise Watson, Trent, Desan McCullough among them, that they feel are have earned it throughout camp to be a starting unit. Now, it is interesting because it is a little bit different. You don't have 11, right? And some people would prefer that you would do this as a unit, right? Also interesting in the fact that we've heard from Matt Rhule say defensive line is not a concern, doesn't keep him up at night. There's, you know, that's kind of, and there's one black shirt missing on the defensive line. So I think that, that's a little bit interesting.
Oh, missing. You said missing. Sorry. Right, I was holding up too. Go ahead.
So, you know, there's, I mean, again, overanalyzing, and like you said, we're going to do all that. I don't know if it's going to change too much. What's going to happen against Cincinnati, but it is exciting. Like you said, it's a huge honor for a lot of these guys. The first time, Andrew Marshall, another first time recipient of this. And so it should be celebrated. And again, I like it. I mean, I don't know what, you know, if it's kind of up to the new defensive coordinator or you know, kind of how they went about this, but I kind of like a little combination of let's get this going from the beginning. And also, hey, you know what, if we feel like there's a couple guys that might be in the rotation that haven't quite got there, you know, we don't have to give out a certain number. Let's do what we feel is right.
All right. So I want to hear what the fine folks at home have to say. Overanalyze this with us, because this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart. The topic matters a lot. We're going to analyze it either way. We're going to overanalyze today and have a little bit of fun with it. But it's a very serious topic that matters a lot to me, and that's the black shirts, the tradition of it, and honoring that tradition going forward. When it comes to the number that's handed out, well, when it comes to, first and foremost, when are they handed out? I've always liked game week going into the first game of the season. I've said the entire offseason, there is a ton of work that goes into it. Now, what happens on the field on Saturdays? Do you know 25% of our games are not on Saturdays this year? So what happens on the field, whatever the heck the day of the week that we are playing, because we got two Fridays, a Thursday game, so 25% of our games are not on Saturdays. What happens on the game field matters the most. But if you think the black shirt is earned, once you step on the field, man, you got to re-educate yourself on how you view things. Because what happens on that field, it's not predetermined like WWE, but it is determined way before you ever step foot on the field. It is determined with what you do in winter conditioning. It's 6 a.m. workouts. It is determined with what you do in spring ball and how much better you do or do not get. It is determined with those 110s with parachutes or those gassers or half gassers or whatever you're doing when it's 95 degrees and about a million percent humidity out in the middle of the summer. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. That's part of the gig. You want to be a black shirt? This is part of the process. And then camp. The most difficult part of playing football. You got to be somewhat abnormal to play football. You got to be completely abnormal to play defense, Jake. And so for me, there are guys who earn the right to wear a black shirt going into the first game of the year, because you have to recognize that what happens in the offseason sets up what happens in games. And I believe that recognizes it, and it honors the people who put in the work and earned it going into game one. So that's first. I like the idea of handing out black shirts to whoever has earned it. 10, cool. 11, cool. 12, is it a Nickelback? Cool. You go beyond 12, I'm kind of like, okay. 8, cool. This year, 10. 10, cool. I'm cool with that. As far as when to hand them out, as far as the actual number, I kind of just addressed it. Whoever's earned it. So some folks look at it as, well, it's all the starters. I've never quite agreed with that, because I did have a conversation with a former legendary black shirt probably 10 years ago, but the conversation always stuck with me. He goes, there were times when he played in the 90s, where he felt there were some backups that actually deserved a black shirt more than some starters. part of that is the work ethic, the attitude, the leadership, whether you were vocal or quiet, but like people will follow you because actions speak so loudly, you can't hear anything you say. So do your actions match up to your words? Whatever you're, however you loud you are or not, what do your actions say? That's what people pay attention to. And sometimes there's a guy second string at a particular position because that position is loaded who doesn't start, and another guy who maybe isn't quite as accountable but starts, maybe it's due to talent, maybe it's due to that position group isn't as loaded. Sometimes a backup deserves it. Now, if you're going to give it to a guy who isn't a starter, he better really freaking deserve it. But to me, it's never been just the starters. I always felt starting was almost a prerequisite. But if a backup got it, like a guy who came in as a nickelback, I mean, you're going to be a nickel, especially some teams you play. You're going to be a nickel over 50% of some games. It always cracked me up in the league. We'd call base all week, base, and then nickel. Then in the game, we'd be in nickel like 75% of the time. So a nickelback, I get it. A guy who comes in, maybe gets a bunch of sacks out of nickel. I have a little bit of a harder time with that on the D-line, but I get it. But if you're not going to be a starter and you're going to get it, man, you better earn it a ton, whatever that is. But being a starter doesn't automatically get it because there's more that goes into it than just being a starter. What is your dedication? What is your leadership level? What do your actions say? What is your toughness level? What do you bring to the team that brings the team together? Sometimes you have guys who start who are phenomenal talents, even good football players, but they're a gigantic pain in the butt off the field. I'm not saying they can't get one. I'm just saying it better be worth it and it better make sense. So when it comes to when, I like going into game one. When it comes to how many, whoever's actually earned it. There's no predetermined number, in my opinion. Now, that being said, a black shirt can obviously be earned as the season goes along. I've noticed, I mean, this is a dude, it's not just me. Husker Nation has high expectations for this dude. I'm excited to see what he can do. Vincent Shavers is not on this list. I'm not trying to call the guy out or anything. Like, I expect this guy to be an all Big Ten type player and a great player by the end of this year and by the time he's done at Nebraska. But maybe he's the guy that earns it next week. Or maybe it's something to do with the hamstring. I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to call him out. I expect him to be a phenomenal player for us. I just noticed he wasn't on the list. Okay. So he can be earned as the season goes along. I do think they can be lost. I saw twice while I played a guy lose a black shirt, once by choice, once not. One was a DB, played just awful. Two straight games. Came into his locker the following practice after the second Saturday where he didn't play well. There was a red shirt in there, not a black shirt. Now he earned it back over the course of time. There was another D tackle who took it off his own back. Went to Jay Terry, the equipment manager, said, I have not earned this. And I didn't agree or disagree, probably agreed with him more so, but that wasn't my call, and the coaches didn't tell him to wear a red jersey in practice. He said, I'm not holding up the standard of a black shirt, and so he wore a red shirt, I want to say, for about 2 weeks again. And then I remember he came in for the practice that following Tuesday or Monday, whatever the first day was that we practiced going into the next opponent, and there was just a black shirt in his locker, which I think was the coach's way of saying, you've earned it back. So you can lose them, you can earn them. This isn't something that's incredibly volatile, though. Like, you go out and you have a rough game. Like, you're not just going to lose it. To me, it's you have a rough game, you have rough games consistently, or you have bad attitude, or you have bad effort. Now we're in the conversation here. Also, if you're going to earn it, it's something that has to be sustained over time with consistency. The C word that I talk about all the time here, consistency.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sustained excellence over time. Now, sustained excellence is based on the barometer that you're using. Whatever that barometer is for John Butler and the defensive coaches down there, sustained excellence based on the barometer you're using over time. So that's kind of how, that's just my take. Doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I've nailed it. Doesn't mean everyone agrees with me. That's just my take. Those are my thoughts. I just think less is more when it comes to black shirts. They said they didn't want to water it down. They want to water down the black shirt tradition. That's what John Butler said in his press conference yesterday. I agreed with that. If there's a question whether you should have a black shirt, you shouldn't have it because there shouldn't be a gigantic question. If it's a gigantic question, you probably haven't earned it yet. Less is more than when you get them. This isn't like the college football playoff where we're going to have 28 teams in a playoff. You get 28 black shirts. No. We're going to actually make them mean something and maintaining that tradition going forward. Now, once you step out on the field, you want to play well. You want to represent well. It's the results of the play, but it's how you play. The attitude, the effort, the physicality, the veracity, the intensity, how you play matters as well. Reaction, thoughts, disagree. I was okay with Bushini getting a black shirt last fall. You were not so excited before we found out he got one. You were like, probably not a punter. But there's been punters who've gotten them in the past. They're technically part of the defense. Now, if you're going to be a punter and get one, you better be doing something. And I thought Bushini earned it last fall, but just in general, what are your thoughts, your reaction here, Jake?
Yeah, I was going to say, how quickly until R.T. Wilson? Were you surprised R.T. Wilson didn't have one? Probably still needs
to. If you're a punter, you're going to have to wait till games. I'm sorry. The game's got to be played if you're a punter.
Oh, because you do draw a line somewhere.
I do draw a line somewhere.
Okay. No preseason punter black shirts. That's fine. I still think that's a little bit silly. Obviously, that's a different unit. And to your point, whatever. I mean, they decide what to do with it. And that's the fun of this specific topic, because it gives us so much to talk about. Generally kind of in the offseason waiting for this, and then when it kind of happens here. I got a lot of response on the text line, so we can get to that.
Yeah, what do we got?
Gus Mohawk says, I don't mind it. Like Jake said, it's a combination of both ways. I think they should really hand a couple more the day of the game, really juice up the defense. What do you think about that idea?
You won't wear it in the game. Like, you don't wear the actual black shirt. Like, you can wear something that says black shirt. You can wear a black T-shirt that says black shirt. You can't wear the actual black shirt practice jersey in the game. I like the week of, or maybe it's not game one. They feel you've earned it, but maybe going into game two, you get to wear it all week of practice. There's something about wearing it all week of practice going into a game that always meant something to me.
Nick and McCook says it was different back in the day when we would just reload every year, not rebuild. Also was different back when they had the same 11 players usually staying on the field with less rotation.
That's a fair point. I mean, Nick and I sat here and talked on Friday, the depth chart. There could be, you can see Javon Wright on the field, Marcus Watson-Trent. You can see Vincent Shavers. You can see Van Poppel. You can see Judy. Then you can see McCullough. Then you can see Cam Lenhart, all based on whether it's nickel, whether it's dime, whether it's base. We could see legit 3 to 4 guys running off the field on defense based on the different personnel groups they're using on defense, kind of like an offense. Defenses usually go like base, nickel, dime. Then you've got your big boys for your short yardage goal line. I have a feeling we're going to have way more packages than that. So maybe it creates more challenges when it comes to the black shirts as well. It's a fair point. With it used to be basically 11, maybe 12 guys if you had a nickel package back in the day.
Again, starting him at text line 402-464-5685. You want to chime in? Wild Bill says he's guessing Shavers didn't get one because he's hurt. And then Kamari off YouTube says, my first question was, why wasn't Van Poppel awarded a black shirt?
I wrote his name down as well. I had, again, I'm not calling anybody out. To be clear, like, games have not been played yet. I can only talk about what's in front of me. You know what I'm saying? I wrote Van Poppel, I wrote Shavers, and I wrote Keona Davis, who's going to start for us. Rule, when I spoke to him, said Keona Davis is a starter for us. So again, just being a starter, obviously 10 versus 11, 11 guys are going to start the game regardless of what personnel package you're in. There's a little bit more that goes into it. I think it's a little bit surprising with Van Poppel. You've heard great things from offensive linemen, who are rarely complimentary of defensive linemen. They're just jealous over there, Jake. But you've heard great things from the defensive coaches about him. He got a single-digit number. You kind of anticipate a lot of good things. So we'll just see how all that unfolds. Going into game one, I think they really erred towards less is more. And it wouldn't surprise me if, as the season goes along, they hand out one, two, or more. Or we'll just see how it goes. But those are some of the names that were left off. So these are the names of the guys that have them. So you mentioned two D linemen. So if we're running a 3-3-5, which I actually expect a ton of four down this year, you could say there's one lineman missing if you want to look at it like that, or two, depending on how you want to look at it. All right, so you got Cam Lenhart, Elijah Judy. Then there's three line. I'm going to call them second level of the defense defenders, because you got Jack, you got linebacker, you've got all these different positions. Javon Wright, Dawson McCullough, Marquez Watson, Trent. If you remember on the depth chart on Friday, it was Marquez Watson, Trent, or Vincent Chavers. But I think a lot of that still depends on the personnel package. I think that that's why there was an or there. I expect both those guys to play a lot. So three second level defenders, and then five level three or DB type defenders. Zaire Wright, Marquise Buford Jr., Malcolm Hartzog, Deshaun Singleton, and Andrew Marshall. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Again, I like, you know, obviously, I think all those names earned it again. Maybe a little bit, unfortunately, attention on those that didn't. And Van Poppel is one of those names that I think is just a rarity in college football today. And just a kind of a bit of a roller coaster on just certain things that he's done. Obviously, just redshirting last year and staying at Nebraska, you might not see that a whole lot more, you know, in college football after already having played a year. And then kind of this offseason, it reminds me of a kind of story Jay Foreman told when he was earned a starting job, but was not on the black shirt poster. And that kind of rubbed him the wrong way. Didn't necessarily like that. Then he felt like he had to go out there and earn it. Same type of thing for Van Poppel here, where you're honored through your teammates as a single digit number guy, but you don't get a black shirt and you're not a starter when the depth chart comes out. So, you know, at least some things to reach up for Van Poppel and to continue to work toward and to be that dominant player that he wants to be. Like he said, I mean, he's got a goal to leave here as the all-time sack leader. So, you know, obviously he's aim small, miss small, right? And so he's going to try to do that. And then to your point, you know, the personnel packages and stuff, it's kind of interesting to look into the ors on the depth chart, which, of course, Dana Holgorsen did a good job of kind of explaining the other day at the press conference as well. But then to kind of break that down when you look at the black shirt, because there are a few spots, like you said, already with Shavers being an or on the depth chart, didn't necessarily get the black shirt. Marquise Watson, Trent did. You know, it's kind of similar thing up front with Williams Wanniri. I think that surprised a lot of people when he was a co-starter on the depth chart with Cam Linhart. Cam Linhart gets a black shirt. He doesn't. So it's kind of interesting. Maybe that gives you a little bit more insight on maybe who is your true number one, if that's something you really care about. But I mean, if there's an or on the depth chart, they're both going to play plenty and it can change based on the week. So I wouldn't look too much into it, but it will be interesting and does leave open. Like you said, it's very rare that you get a black shirt and lose. It could happen.
You'd have to be doing some really not great things.
Right. But there's like obviously space for Keona Davis, Shaver, you know, some of these guys to get it. So you could end up with 14, throw a punter in there, maybe 15 black shirts by the end of the year.
Now you're getting crazy. As far as the poster, so you go back through the years, there's not always 11 guys in the poster. The guys that are in the poster, the guys they knew were going to be black shirts in the summer. Like a lot of times that poster is taken in June.
Yeah.
Like the beginning of June during summer work. Like when you have your spring game, you finish finals, you have a break, you come back usually the start of June, and that's usually when the poster is taken. And it's like the guys they know were going to be black shirts. So I don't know that it's meant to be like, it's obviously not meant to be insulted. They don't want to insult anybody that's playing for them. I think it's just other guys earned it as the offseason and fall camp went along. And that's okay. It's always better to be on the poster because everyone wants to be on the freaking poster. I had someone give me a bunch of posters, actually sent it to me in the mail. One of my family members was like, hey, I got all these posters from when you played. And it was kind of cool. I opened them up. Some of them were my seniors, all the seniors from my senior year. And I'm like explaining like, hey, Dane Todd's a doctor in town now. You know, let's see, there was Stuart Bradley was on there. You had a bunch of guys from my old roommate, Andy Cadavy, who I've seen once in 17 years. And I'm showing my kids like, hey, this is my college roommate. He knows all sorts of things about me. Don't talk to him very long. And, you know, and then the black shirt poster from my senior year. And I was like, hey, and then my junior, like, hey, this guy was drafted and this guy was drafted. This guy was drafted. This guy was drafted. You know, it was kind of cool. You could go back and look on those things, but they're only going to put guys on there that they know we're going to be black shirts come the beginning of June. It's interesting because you look, by the way, 15 black shirts. No. Bad, Jake. Bad.
Well, I'd say bad. You got 10 now.
Bad.
Keona, Shavers, Wanniri, and Papa would be 14.
Bad, Jake. Bad, Jake.
Want to give it out to the punter?
Bad, Jake. No.
No.
You know what? If we're going out and we're giving up an average of like 7 points a game and we're just dominating, then you can say bad Adam and they can start handing out more black shirts at that point. I just got to, you want to talk about wait and see. I got to see that. Okay. I'm just saying. So I made a list here. Well, you go back to Williams-Winery. He's the guy who Matt Rhule said is a significantly improved player from spring ball, which is hence the or on the depth chart last week. And he's a guy that Rhule talked about after spring, after you beat up your body for an entire spring, ran a 4.640. As what, a 20-year-old? 265 pounds? That's only going to get better. Or he's only going to get heavier and maintain the speed. I guarantee Corey Campbell's not going to let him get slower. That's pretty impressive. So it's exciting to see they start to see him in that light, because a guy with that kind of talent, you look for ways to get a guy like that on the field. He's got to earn it. But coaches are going to err towards getting a guy like that on the field if they can. Cam Lenhart, all right, is a black shirt. And remember, he's only one vote away from getting a single-digit number. So that's got to mean something. I wrote down the names of the guys who are single-digit numbers and black shirts, because this, really bad pun intended, doubly means something, in my opinion. Deshaun Singleton, Malcolm Hartzog, and Marquise Buford Jr. That says a lot about those guys. Zaire Wright as well. He got a black shirt, right? Let me look at the list.
Yeah, he did.
So four guys. Zaire's also a captain. So think about that. Think about the fact that he is also a captain. So if you're like a single-digit earner and a captain, that matters. Sorry, offensive guys, you cannot wear black shirts. You are not good enough. If you're a single-digit earner and a black shirt, if you're a black shirt and a captain, the trifecta, single-digit earner, black shirt, captain. That says a lot. Who are the other two defensive captains again? Remind me real quick.
So, yeah, I guess Zaire Wright, Deshaun Singleton, and Marquise Buford would all be in that category.
There you go.
Yeah.
I am uber excited.
Then add for Deshaun Singleton that he went to Media Day and Buford.
There you go. Media Day matters too. Coaches hand select people for a reason. That matters. That stuff matters. That's exciting. All right, we come back. Legendary black shirt Jerry Murtaugh will join us. Is there anything off the text line real quick before we do go to break?
There is. Bill and Bennett says he agrees with me. A punter should never get a black shirt. So, you know, there's going to be people on both sides there. But that's about it right now.
Are you cherry picking the comments where people just agree with you?
Yeah, once in a while. I make myself sound smart.
All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.